Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Now, what do your clothes say about you? Huh? Have a look at yourself there for a second. What do your clothes say about you? How do they actually make you feel? The way we present ourselves to the world actually it matters. So why are the super rich dressing down? Well, this is the thing that's happening. To talk about that and loads of other stuff, I'm delighted to have back on the show, but now joining me in the studio, fashion psychologist, fancy title, Dr. Dionne Terralong. You're very welcome. Hello.
Ah, thank you. You pronounced my name perfectly.
Oh, of course. Why wouldn't I? So we've spoken before, but you've never been in the studio. So you're very, very welcome.
Thank you.
How does one become a fashion psychologist?
Good question. So I trained as a normal kind of practitioner psychologist, do your master's, do your doctorate, do the kind of normal way. And then I just kind of like branched out by myself because I noticed there was a gap between kind of styling and also psychology, and that people sometimes needed help with their self-esteem and their confidence in their clothing. But as psychologists, we don't really look at clothes. We kind of see it as a bit superficial. And then stylists don't deal with the emotional stuff inside and the history of clothing and our own relationships with fashion. So I wanted to bring both together to support people kind of as they explored their style identity, I guess.
Yeah, it's a really interesting one because we do feel a certain way when we dress a certain way. Now, we spoke about Dress Down Fridays on the show quite recently and whether going too casual can affect how people perceive us. Are there pitfalls there if we do dress down? I'm looking at you going, the first thing I said, I was in a suit yesterday. Graham, back me up here. John, I was in a suit. I'm having a dress down Tuesday,
that
is it?
Fine.
But are there pitfalls for having dressing too casually in the workplace?
Yeah, it depends how far you go, doesn't it? I was laughing because I was giggling all these things you could be wearing. But I guess what we need to remember with Dress Down Fridays is that when you wear clothing, it's a little signifier of yourself. So it depends how much of yourself you want to give away. So if you come to the office and you're just wearing like casual jeans and a t-shirt, probably fine. If you start wearing t-shirts that have your favourite band on or your favourite football club, then you're starting to give more signifiers of yourself and telling people more about you. And I don't know, people maybe if they support rival teams, they might say, oh, I can't believe they're a Rangers fan when I'm a Celtic fan. And that could cause like divisions in the office. So it depends on how much you show of yourself in the clothing and kind of how out there you go with the dress down. I think if you go quite simple and quite plain, you'll be fine. But our clothing always says something of ourselves to other people because it's a strong non-verbal communicator.
Absolutely.
So you should bear in mind what you're communicating.
Absolutely. Now, you've spoken about this before. Is it true? It says here you spoke about dressing a bit white as a young person of colour studying psychology.
Yeah.
Do you think there are uniforms we all wear to kind of try and fit in?
Yeah, because we all want to fit in at the end of the day. Nobody likes to feel like the odd one out. And often to get ahead in life, you feel like you need to fit in. You need to be part of the crowd or the
tribe.
pack, the tribe that you want to be along with. So we always do. As teenagers, think about the different looks you might have tried out, whether you went for a goth phase, emo phase, rocker, skater. You did it to try to align yourself with your friends and your peers and show that you are like them and you're one of them. And we do that throughout life. You see it with the tech bros now. If you walk around, you see them wearing their shirts and their gilets. They're wearing that because they're showing, okay, I'm part of this kind of tech industry. They kind of, we have a habit of, as humans, of falling in line and following each other. We're social learners, so we learn from the people around us. And you want to be like the people around us because often there's safety in belonging.
Mm-hmm.
So often we seek that out. And it's not until you become more confident in yourself sometimes, or you become kind of like, I don't know, like you rise up through the ranks in your profession, you feel more able to stand out from the crowd because you don't need to prove yourself anymore and you don't need the safety that you once got from being part of the larger pack.
Fashion psychology is really interesting. Would you say if someone is trying to work on their confidence, for example, you know, they always, it's an inner thing, isn't it? But would you say that maybe looking at how you dress can help in that aspect if you're trying to build your own confidence and where and what makes you feel like a super confident person that you want to be?
Definitely. Yeah. I've seen it. I've seen it happen before my eyes. And I think what you need to do if you want to kind of feel more confident and use clothing to feel more confident is firstly to identify what styles you like on you, what styles and what colours or what patterns you feel good in, and think about how you can incorporate more of that into your wardrobe and to take more time to dress for yourself rather than dressing for other people.
Yes.
That's a big thing.
You're working with TK Maxx today. Can we talk about how are they trying to make the quiet luxury look accessible to the average shopper? How are they trying to do that?
I think that's something TK Maxx has done for a long time, isn't it? I think. So when I'm thinking about quiet luxury, it's minimalist pieces, it's high quality, it's kind of like timeless and so not trend-led pieces. Mm-hmm. And TK Maxx is good for that because some of us can't afford those super high-end pieces that you might want. Maybe we want a bag from The Row or a shirt from The Row, but I don't have The Row money. So if you go to TK Maxx, it's quite good because you can get those good high-quality pieces that will last you a long time, that then you can mix and match with your wardrobe, and it allows you to kind of buy into that quiet luxury trend. But quiet luxury is kind of almost like a trendless trend because it's ongoing and because it's timeless, like I said.
Is that one of your top tips if somebody is looking to change their style or they're not happy with their wardrobe at the moment, is don't follow trends, you know, try and go for timeless pieces?
Definitely.
Yeah. Is that any other tips, anybody listening?
I would say what I always tell people is to make a Pinterest board or some other kind of visual technique for really putting down, okay, what are the items that I like? What are the styles and other people that I like? Why do I like them? And look for commonalities. I think too often people go shopping blind and they just go, oh, low-rise jeans are in fashion or wide-leg jeans are in fashion. I'll buy some of those. And they get them home. They look in the mirror and they think, these did not suit me. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to wear them.
Not back then.
Yeah,
not now.
No. And then they just sit in your wardrobe hanging up with the tags on. So many people have wardrobes full of stuff with tags still on, and that's why. Think about what you like and what works for you.
Very good tips. Thank you so much for that. I need to ask you something today because one of our teammates, Cormac, he has a uniform, right? Uh-huh. He wears a black cashmere jumper.
Right, nice.
He wears a pair of jeans and a pair of Doc Martens. Mm-hmm. He's been wearing this for 5 years. He doesn't really deviate. He came in this morning, Dion, and I nearly had a heart attack. He was wearing a red jumper. I was like, are you having an affair on your wife? What is going on right now? What is happening there, do you think? Yeah. He came in with a red jumper. He didn't go for a grey to deviate from the black. He is wearing a red jumper.
Well, many things. Red is the colour of the season, apparently. So maybe, maybe.
You tell me, Cormac. Is Cormac's on trend? Is that what it is? We all need to look for him for style tips. Yeah.
It could be that maybe this team here make him feel so safe and secure that he feels able to express himself and try out different versions of himself. And he comes to his 2FM family and this is where he can express himself.
The Jennifer Zamparelli show in particular. I take that. Dion, thank you so much for that.
You're welcome.
That was Dr. Dion Terralong talking about the psychology of fashion. Really, really interesting. And if you want to listen back, it's going to be on our podcast.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.